From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Federal prosecutors scored a victory today in a long-running investigation of Washington corruption. A jury convicted a close associate of former lobbyist Jack Abramoff on charges of lying and obstructing justice. The defendant, David Safavian, was once a high-ranking appointee in the Bush administration. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
After the verdict was read, after the judge and jury left the courtroom, David Safavian and his wife hugged each other in grief. As they let go, there were two large teardrops on the shoulder of his jacket. Safavian was convicted on 4 out of 5 counts. He had gone on a golf junket to Scotland with Jack Abramoff in 2002, and then claimed, falsely, that he paid his own way. In fact, Abramoff paid virtually all of the costs. At the same time, Safavian had been advising Abramoff about 2 potential real estate deals with the Federal General Services Administration. Safavian was the agency's chief of staff. He testified that it never occurred to him to link Abramoff's generosity with his interest in GSA. The government showed jurors a collection of snapshots from the junket. Safavian and Abramoff, Congressman Bob Ney and others standing next to their charter jet, and then squinting in the sunlight at the historic St. Andrews golf course. Prosecutors also laid out scores of emails between Safavian and Abramoff. The pair discussed the GSA deals, Safavian setting up a meeting, and even editing a sales pitch letter that Abramoff would send to GSA. Outside the courthouse after the verdict, Safavian's attorney, Barbara Van Gelder, said the verdict is a terrible blow to Safavian, but it doesn't mean much as prosecutors probe Abramoff's network.
They made a mountain out of a molehill, and now they're going to climb on top of the molehill and plant the flag.
Justice Department officials were smiling, but not saying much. Here's Department spokesman Brian Sierra.
We feel that it is important that with today's verdict, that we have sent that message that the need of people who are involved in the investigation to be honest and truthful with us is very important.
Others said the ripple effect of the case could be substantial. The Justice Department task force has already won 5 guilty pleas in 7 months, but it could hardly afford to lose the first courtroom trial in the Abramoff case. What's more, the prosecutor's basic strategy worked, at least this time. Abramoff's emails spoke, but Abramoff himself was never called to the witness stand. Van Gelder, the defense attorney, conceded the impact of the emails.
Mr. Abramoff loomed large in this. His absence maybe cast a greater figure than his presence would have.
The government also called on Neil Voles, a longtime aide to Bob Ney, who left to work for Abramoff. Voles was on the junket and testified against Safavian about both the trip and the GSA activities. Stanley Brand is a veteran Washington ethics lawyer who's been watching the case.
It validates their trial strategy in using a former aide, Congressman Ney, as a chief witness and keeping Jack Abramoff on a shelf, as it were, and protecting him from the kind of, you know, searing cross-examination he will likely get.
Ney, a Republican, has repeatedly been linked to wrongdoing in previous guilty pleas, but he hasn't been charged. Today, his spokesman said the Safavian case had nothing to do with Ney, and that Ney is confident he'll be vindicated when all of the facts are presented. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see who else in Washington is linked to Jack Abramoff and what their alleged misdeeds are at our website, npr.org.